I saw it's West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. Just a reminder, that's our theme song provided by Lobo Loco called All Right in Louisiana. All right, all right, all right. We're here with episode 5 of the Rusty Shackelford Show. I'm going to be going into some favorites of mine today. That's what we're going to talk about to begin with. Most people that listen to this, I think, know me, but maybe they might not know a couple facts about me. I'm going to go through favorite TV show, favorite movie, and we'll also talk about favorite band, probably briefly, as there's not really much of a history that I really know about with these guys. It's just I enjoy their music. So first off, we'll talk about the shortest topic that we'll talk about is my favorite band. My favorite band is the band named Tool. These guys, I think they started back in the 90s. That's when I started listening to them. I've listened to them for a long time. I've attended two of their concerts. They have some different beliefs, some that I don't agree with, some that I find interesting. Some of their meanings of their songs are pretty out there, but they always get my mind going and seem like a good way to get things going. So much junk put out there nowadays, you know, that's just, for lack of better terms, just garbled out words. You know, you kind of learn to appreciate these guys, and they do. They have some meaning behind that. Some of it's personal to them, some of it is maybe just part of history, but I like to listen to their music because it's nice and relaxing to me, and also then I like to kind of break down their lyrics and do some research online to see how what they were thinking about when they made that song. But yeah, those guys, they do pretty good. I've always enjoyed listening to them. I think they have a new album coming out. It takes them forever to put out new albums, but they have a new album coming out this summer, I think in August. But looking forward to that. But moving on, that's probably the most boring part of it. My favorite TV show has got to be Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son, I've watched this show since I was probably in middle school. Me and my daddy, we used to stay up late because it would come on about 10:30. We'd watch it every night. Actually, fun little fact, I actually have every single episode ever recorded on DVD as they sold a box set to Sanford and Son. I guess the thing I like most about this show is it follows a junk dealer and his son stays in the business. They live together. Dad has these off-the-wall ideas and always seems to be trying to come up with something different. And then he's got this family that bothers him so much. And he's got these boys that also support him. Leroy, Skillet, Grady, Bubba, all those guys, they seem to make the show. But I guess the thing I like about it, kinda at some episodes, it kinda reminds me of me and my dad. We, you know, I see some of the similarities, especially that Fred does, my daddy would do, and stuff he'd say. And then it's funny because some episodes I see Fred as my dad and me as Lamont. And then some episodes I see it completely the opposite. I see Lamont as my daddy and Fred as me. So it's an interesting, funny show. It doesn't have like things like nowadays where they have all this sex and violence and all that. It's a funny show, and I think it's a classic. Secondly would be the Andy Griffith Show, but Fred, I would say probably is, he kind of ranks a little higher with me than the Andy Griffith Show. No disrespect to Andy, but I like Fred. And then last is my favorite movie, I would have to say, would be Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused, man, that's a good movie. It takes place in a good time, the 70s. Got a lot of respect for that era, music-wise, cars, things that they did, things that they thought was fun, how they spent their time. This movie kind of talks about it all. It starts off with where they kind of haze these young freshmen that are coming in. Maybe you don't agree, maybe you do agree. I'm not here to get into that. But it was kind of neat. They started off with a little ritual they did to make the upcoming freshmen that are coming to high school, how they kind of broke them in. But then they also kind of took them under their wing and kind of showed them what they had to look forward to. This movie, they go into local pool halls, get into trouble, mostly nothing that, you know, what kids is doing nowadays. I mean, this stuff would have been considered minor, if not anything, compared to what kids is doing nowadays. But man, it would have been an awesome time to live in back then. They had fun, and they really enjoyed themselves. They had the best music. Had Pink Floyd. Aerosmith did some good stuff in this movie. But yeah, just a kind of a disclaimer. It does kind of go into some drugs and has some language in it. But I thought it was a good movie. Probably my favorite movie that I've ever seen. I've watched that movie over and over again. You know, you got a good movie when you can watch it more than once and enjoy it. It's got some funny parts to it, but the biggest thing is just to see how those jokers had a good time back then. They were wild. One of my favorite things to do is cook. So today I'm going to share a recipe that was passed down to me on some salsa. Pretty good salsa. And it's not expensive to make, not real hard. You just need one of these choppers or blenders or Whopper choppers, whatever you got. The best one to get is just the old hand cranks, but right now all we got is one of these ones that's electric. You get you about 4 or 5 of these little bitty tomatoes. They ain't like normal tomatoes, they're just little bitty, like longer tomatoes. And you get about 4 or 5 of them, and wash them off. Then get you 1 jalapeno. And I usually cut that in half because Jamie doesn't like real hot stuff. And then get you a thing of cilantro and a red onion. Now, what I found, I do like cilantro, but I just cut just a little bit of it off and blend that up in there, everything with it. So then you got really what they call like pico de gallo or whatever. So I like to take some diced tomatoes on top of that and then blend all that together. You got some good salsa. Now, the key ingredient that I think after everything is blended is take some Lawry's seasoning salt. Salt it down real good and then go ahead and blend that one more time, or you can simply just stir it, then let it chill, and you have some good homemade salsa. So again, recap, you got the little bitty long tomatoes. They're not regular tomatoes, but little bitty long tomatoes. You got half a jalapeno, cut a patch of your cilantro. You can usually use the whole onion. It's according to how you like it. You can cut that in half if you want. And then finally, blend all that up with some diced tomatoes in the can. And then salt it down with that Lawry seasoning salt. Stir all that together, and you got a good salsa. In local headlines, police officers have reported a gentleman going into arts and crafts stores dipping his testicles in glitter. Now, I don't know about y'all, but if you ask me, that's pretty nuts. Alright, our next guest is going to be Miss Rhonda Shackelford. Rhonda Shackelford is my wife of almost 10 years. She is 34 years old, just had a birthday. We dated for about 5 years. Turn it off. We dated for about 5 years. So, I have been trying to talk her into doing a recording with me. And told her that several people have been asking about her. She finally agreed to do it. So, Miss Rhonda, if you will, say hey.
Hello.
All right. How are you feeling?
I'm tired.
Did you work today?
I did.
Don't say where you work at.
Not.
So, Miss Rhonda, you make sure you call me Rusty, okay? And then you, after this, you can call me what my real name is if you want, okay?
Okay, we'll do better.
All right. So, Miss Rhonda, I kind of wanted to talk about some of the things that make this relationship so weird but special.
Okay.
So, tell the listeners about that time you stalled your car out. You remember I used to drive through the mud puddles in my Blazer.
Yeah.
You remember you tried to do it. What happened?
I drove a 1987 Honda Accord, and we went through a mud puddle real fast, and my car stopped.
Right there at the rock quarry, wasn't it?
Yep.
You tried to be crazy, didn't you?
I tried.
And your car cut off.
Yep.
All right. So, but you didn't have to drive that car very much, did you?
No, you let me drive yours.
Why?
So I would be safe.
What was wrong with your car?
It was old.
What was your biggest fear about driving down an interstate?
You couldn't go over like 50 or the steering wheel would shake.
And you called that. You said you was afraid what was going to happen to it again? What was going to fall off? You said you used to always tell me you was afraid something was going to fall off.
The wheels?
Yes. You used to tell me you was afraid the wheel was going to fall off that thing.
Did I say that?
Yeah. That's what you used to always tell me. So, tell me one thing good about this podcast. Why do you keep saying
I guess it's something different for you to do.
To keep me occupied?
Yeah.
You know I always got to be occupied doing something.
Yes.
I don't like to be bored.
Nope. You don't like just to sit back and relax.
That's boring.
You always got to be into something.
So, you know I like dirt track racing. Do you like to go dirt track racing?
No, thank you.
Every time we go dirt track racing together, we always argue.
Yeah, because I hate it.
I had a good time camping with you whenever we went camping.
Yeah, that was fun.
We caught them fish, remember?
Yeah, you caught the fish.
Yeah. So, I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Tell everybody your favorite singer.
I don't really have a favorite singer.
Your favorite group.
That's not a good question.
Your favorite group.
I mean, I don't really have a favorite group at the current moment.
Yeah.
No, I don't really.
No, your favorite singer in general. Who's your favorite singer?
I like Justin Timberlake. Is that what you want me to say?
I mean, I don't care what you say. Just say the truth.
I mean, I don't really have like a favorite right now. I like Justin Timberlake just because of.
Do you know a ghost story? Can you tell a ghost story?
No, that's stupid.
Ghost stories?
Yeah. That's not a good thing to talk about.
What's your favorite thing to do for fun?
I like to do Zumba.
Okay. That's what you do for fitness too, right?
Yeah, it works both ways.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Miyabi's.
What's your favorite memory of old Rusty?
Our first date.
Well, what was your favorite memory of it?
I said our first date.
You talking about when I almost cussed that waitress out?
Yeah.
What'd I tell her?
She didn't bring you your change back. And you said you wasn't giving her no $10 tip.
And I said, hey, what'd I say?
Yeah, you hollered at her like that when she walked by.
What'd I tell her?
You didn't give me my change?
She brought me my change too. I left her a tip, but I wasn't leaving her no almost $10.
Yeah?
You know?
I guess you thought you would.
No, I ain't doing that. Well, would you be willing to come back on the Rusty Show sometime and tell a ghost story?
Why do I need to tell a ghost story? I don't understand what the deal is with the ghost story.
That's what when I listen to podcasts at nighttime, I listen to ghost stories.
I don't know any ghost stories. I can talk about shows I watch on the ID channel. It's about as good as I can get. I don't have any life experiences with ghosts. I can't help you with that.
Well, would you be willing to come back on and talk about your bicycle?
I don't have a bicycle, so no.
Do you want a bicycle?
Not particularly.
You remember that time we went and rode the Swamp Rabbit Trail?
Mm-hmm.
That was for my birthday.
Yeah, what you want for your birthday?
I'm not telling. You got to figure it out.
No, you got to give me some hints.
Don't talk about that. People don't want to hear about that. Okay. Do you know a joke? People like jokes?
No. I don't really know any jokes right now.
I know a joke.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
To get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock. Hush. Hush.
Jeffrey don't like that joke. He said it was stupid.
All right, well, tell the people. Hush. Hush up.
Shh. Jeffrey, come here. Come
on. Tell the people that you love them and tell them good night.
Love you. Good night.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for coming on
the show. No, I thank you for coming on the show.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, you made me look like a dummy.
I didn't. Thank you for coming on the show. All right?
Okay.
All right. Tell them bye. Tell them bye.
Bye.
Tell them. Say it nicer than that. That sounded ugly. Say goodnight.
I did. Leave me alone.
When I saw its West Side Story, what I saw, it's just a ride. What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a ride.